Infants and pregnant women are most at risk when mercury enters the food chain. That's because mercury can damage developing nervous systems. These moms, that's short for Mothers Opposed to Mercury, went to the White House with a message that the Bush administration's proposed rule on mercury does little to reduce that risk.
It's like tuna fish sandwiches. That's what I make for lunch. And to think that I've been harming my kids all these years, you know, without any knowledge resolves a little devastating. But the fact that nothing's being done about it by the Bush administration even makes me more infuriated.
The Environmental Protection Agency plans to reduce mercury emissions from coal-fired power plants 70% over the next 15 years. But the proposal hit a nerve, and the EPA was flooded with public comments, the most in the agency's history. Now the EPA says it will delay action on the rule while it reviews the comments. Most deal with whether a new technology to control mercury emissions can do the job, and if so, how soon? Living on Earth's Jeff Young reports.
Lawmakers gathered near the Capitol to look over stacks of cards and letters collected in opposition to EPA's proposal for controlling mercury pollution. Some 450,000 people have commented, and Connecticut Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman says most are telling EPA to try again on mercury.
This rule has now become the most disapproved rule of any in the history of the EPA, and there's good reason for it.
Lieberman and others demanded an explanation for how paragraphs from power industry memos showed up word for word in EPA's proposal. They also want to know why the agency would wait more than a decade to implement what they call modest reductions in mercury. They claim technology already exists to make deeper cuts now. EPA Administrator Mike Leavitt told the National Press Club last month that he agrees the status of technology to control emissions is key to the mercury rule. But that's where the agreement ends.
Frankly, this is the issue on which this turns. I brought a panel of scientists and engineers together who not only understood this, they invented it. And they made clear to me that the new technology that we have such optimism on to reduce mercury from power plants is coming, but it will not be widely distributable nor adequately tested until 2010. Those who say we can reduce it by 90% by 2007 are guilty of old thinking.
Leavitt's remarks leave some key players in the business of pollution control technology puzzled and dismayed. Dave Forder is executive director of the Washington-based Institute for Clean Air Companies, which represents about 80 businesses making and marketing pollution control equipment. Forder says EPA's top officials never asked for his input on the mercury rule.
Well, I mean, we are the vendor community, or a good part of the vendor community, and we haven't spoken directly to Leavitt on this and haven't really been asked about our opinion on it. So I just have to assume that who he's been talking to are the people that don't have a vested interest in making this actually happen.
Forder insists technology does exist that can cut mercury from coal power plants up to 90%. He points to a long-term test underway at the Southern Company's power plant in Alabama, showing good results at relatively low cost. And Forder says a more aggressive EPA rule would spark more competition and creativity among companies, further lowering both costs and emissions.
We have these things currently ready, and the vendors are just chomping at the bit to be able to sell these things. If we didn't think we could do it, we wouldn't be out there, you know, pushing for these things to happen.
An EPA spokesperson calls the technology Forder promotes hopeful, but says it still has kinks that must be worked out before it's commercially available. The agency wants the technology tested on all types of coal and boilers used across the power industry. Until then, EPA Chief Leavitt says the technology's performance can't be guaranteed.
When I sign a rule, however, I have to deal with what's real, not just what people who sell equipment say.
But some EPA insiders say the equipment salesmen are right. Bruce Buckeit retired as director of EPA's Air Enforcement Division just after the mercury proposal was announced. Buckeit says the agency's own reviewers concluded years ago that deep mercury cuts were possible with existing technology. He's suspicious of the agency's new argument that the technology is not ready for prime time.
If you go back a few years before these latest pronouncements and read what EPA was saying about these technologies and about what people knew then, you see a stark contrast. I think this is made up.
Buckeit's input was not included in the agency's mercury proposal. He says many career EPA employees were frozen out of the process while political appointees and the White House drafted the document.
We learned of these new proposals the same way everybody else did by reading about them in the newspaper. This was top down. The agency was given a decision and told to write it up.
So looking at this from the science side of things, how does it – is it science?
No. Well, science is not the driver on policy decisions. The contacts with whoever talks to whoever at the White House drives that policy. Science is used to go find a justification for a decision that's reached for other reasons.
The extended comment period gives EPA time to reconsider its assessment of the technology. Forder, with the Clean Air Companies, says that means he'll finally get a 45-minute meeting with EPA's deputy for air issues.
If EPA comes out and says the rule is based on there is no technology available, and I'm sitting here with vendors and licenses and everything else, and they're saying technology is available, you know, then we need a meeting of the minds at some point. So 45 minutes of meeting of the minds, that's what I'm looking for.
We'll learn if Forder changes any minds at the agency when EPA presents its final rule on mercury next March. For Living on Earth, I'm Jeff Young in Washington.